Well, tonight we're going to be looking at seven things that we as believers can't do without. And trust me, it has nothing to do with cell phones, credit cards, keys, medicine, or anything like that. Just jot these down very quickly before we have our prayer time. First of all, the first thing that we can't do without is probably pretty obvious. We can't do without the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the words of the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 12, the Bible says, at that time we were without Christ, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2 and verse 12. Where would we be without the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord Jesus Christ prophesied in the Old Testament, the tribe of Judah, the Messiah, the son of David, our Savior who came and died on the cross for our sins. Yes, we were at one time without Christ, but we're in Christ, and he is in us through the Holy Spirit, and you can't leave home without him. Do you practice the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ with you? As the hymn writer said, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And what a truth that is. The first thing you can't leave home without, the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2 and verse 12. Then, secondly, we can't do without Christ's shed blood. We cannot do without Christ's shed blood. You're familiar with Hebrews 9, verse 22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, put it this way. You were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ couldn't have been strangled. He couldn't have died a natural death. As the Lamb of God, he must have needs shed his blood for our sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And it says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that is done through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can't do without the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't do without his shed blood. And thirdly, we cannot live the Christian life. We cannot do without, number three, Christ's sinless life. Christ's sinless life. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 that our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted like we are, yet without sin. And why is it that we can't do without Christ's sinlessness? Simply for this reason. Were he not sinless, he never could have satisfied the righteousness of God. And we need the righteousness of Christ applied to us in order that we might be accepted by God. So therefore, we cannot do without Christ's sinlessness. Fourthly, the fourth thing that we can't do without is the faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We cannot do without faith in Jesus Christ. We must approach him. The just shall live by faith. The Christian life begins by faith, but it continues in the life of faith. And Galatians 2:20 tells us that we ought to allow his faith to live through us. So we must have faith in Christ. Then, number five, the fifth thing that we cannot do without is faith-generated works. Now, what do I mean by faith-generated works? Well, remember, in the book of James, the Bible tells us in chapter 2 and verse 20, faith without works is dead. You see, faith-generated works is evidence of our salvation. Faith without works is dead. We must exercise. We dare not do without faith-generated works. Number six, true holiness. True holiness. We cannot live without true holiness and serve the Lord Jesus Christ properly. We cannot go without true holiness. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness without," there's that word, "without which no man shall see the Lord." Genuine faith in Christ not only receives his imputed holiness, but it generates a practical holiness in the life of the believer. And we're to follow holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And that phrase, "without which no man shall see the Lord," implies not only ultimate salvation, but seeing the Lord in the daily vicissitudes of life and the disciplines and the conflicts and the trials and the occasions that we encounter. We see the Lord in his hand in our lives. So therefore, true holiness, we cannot leave without it. Now, you're wondering what number seven is. How about this one? You may not like this one, but we cannot do without heavenly chastisement. Heavenly chastisement. Hebrews 12, verse 8, the Bible says, "If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye illegitimate," or bastards, "and not sons." So you see, those are the seven things that we cannot do without. The Lord Jesus Christ, number one. Christ's blood, number two. Christ's sinlessness, number three. Faith in Christ, number four. Faith-generated works, number five. True holiness, and number seven, heavenly chastisement. Without saving faith in the Lord, we have nothing of eternal value. But with him, we have all things. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 21 reminds us, "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." So let's not leave home without it. We need all things that the Lord has provided for us. Let's pray. Father, we pray now as we gather together, and Lord, we thank you for your word and the fact that you've given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And Lord, how often we have a tendency to run into the world and the events of the day, and we don't spend time with you and commune with you in prayer and seek your guidance and wisdom. Ask you, Lord, to put a watch upon our tongues, even with our spouses and loved ones and neighbors and friends. Lord, we need you. Without you, we can do nothing. Help us to abide in you and to practice these things and to be practicing the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and to take these things with us always, these seven principles that you've shared with us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.